Party Midday.
This is Hardy Midday, Hardy County's daily radio news program. For the next 10 minutes, we will bring you the latest in local news and events, sports, weather, agriculture, and much more. If you have an upcoming event in Hardy County, feel free to send it to hardymidday@gmail.com. Please remember to include any necessary information about your event in your message. Hardy Midday is brought to you by First National Bank of Wauchula, 406 North 6th Avenue in Wauchula, and online at fnbwauchula.com. Hardy Midday starts now. Good afternoon, it's Glenn the Outlaw here. Today is December 10th, Thursday, and welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw, brought to you by the great folks at First National Bank of Wauchula, 406 North 6th Avenue here in Wauchula. Your local news, we're going to step across the county line real quick. The Polk County Sheriff's Office Organized Retail Crime Unit arrests suspects involved in a multi-million dollar theft ring. The Polk County Sheriff's Office Organized Retail Crime Detectives, working with the Attorney General's Office of Statewide Prosecution, Ashley Moody, Attorney General, and the Georgia Bureau of Investigations, developed five suspects, all from Georgia, during an investigation that started in August of 2019 at the Auburndale Walmart, where three men were conducting suspicious merchandise returns. Two suspects have been arrested, one suspect died of natural causes, and two suspects are at large, both with warrants for their arrest. There are three additional suspects that investigators are attempting to identify. The investigation shows the criminal organization has been operating since at least the year 2014. Working with Walmart investigators, records show losses to the retailer during the time of this investigation between August 15th of last year, ending in March 24th of this year, includes approximately 600 fraudulent transactions that resulted in a loss of about $300,000. It was determined that of these losses, $174,542.45 was stolen from Walmart stores located in Florida. Four verified thefts occurred within the jurisdictional boundaries of Polk County, Florida on August 31st, 2019, which totaled a loss of $3,552. And here in the Hardy County Sheriff's Office is asking for your assistance in finding Christian Taylor Burcheat, who has two local warrants, one for violation of probation for unlicensed carrying of a concealed weapon, and one for failure to appear for carrying a concealed weapon. They also need your help in identifying the driver of a white pickup truck. The vehicle is pictured on their Facebook page, was seen on video surveillance in the area of Phil Roberts Road and County Road 665 on December 8th around 1:30 p.m., where a possible stolen jet ski was illegally dropped off. If you know of any information regarding these incidents, contact the Hardy County Sheriff's Office at 863-773-4144 or contact Heartland Crime Stoppers Florida at 1-800-226-TIPS, 1-800-226-8477, and you may be eligible to receive a reward. You can also submit tips on their free mobile app or call into Crime Stoppers from a mobile device by dialing **TIPS. If you submit a tip to Heartland Crime Stoppers Florida, you will remain completely anonymous. Your local events, Relay for Life, will be on Friday, December 18th at Pioneer Park at the Nickerson Ulrich Building. Meal pickup will be from 5 to 7 p.m. with a live auction at 6 p.m. with some amazing prizes. Your support is greatly appreciated. Together, we can find a cure. The Hardy County Chamber of Commerce will host the 2021 Vintage Glam Gala on January 30th, 2021 from 5 to 9 p.m. located at the Stream Song Resort in Bowling Green. Dress in your best 1920s and celebrate the success of Hardy County. Attendance is limited due to COVID restrictions. Tickets start at just $125. You can reserve your table or become a sponsor at hardycc.com/gala. Your job's in Hardy County. The Hardy County Sheriff's Office is looking for a detention licensed practical nurse. Basic qualifications are a high school diploma or GED, work eligibility in the U.S., 19 years of age or older, valid driver's license, no felony convictions, a valid LPN license with current CPR certification, and minimum 1 year experience working as a licensed practical nurse. Steam Preschool Academy in Sebring is looking for a preschool daycare teacher, 1 year of child care experience, and CPR and Child Care Development Associate certification is preferred. And Houston Cars in Avon Park is looking for a shuttle driver. Qualifications include a high school diploma or GED, excellent driving skills with a clean license and vehicle record, and a consistent record of achieving or overachieving goals. All of these jobs and more at Indeed.com. The Hardy County Sheriff's Office, Wauchula Police Department, the Bowling Green Police Department, and law enforcement agencies nationwide remind you to do the 9 p.m. routine. Check every door and window in your home at 9 p.m. to ensure that it is securely closed and locked to help protect against burglary. Do this with your vehicles as well, removing any valuables from the inside. By doing the 9 p.m. routine each night, you decrease the chances of home invasion and burglary by criminals. Be sure to send your job openings, news, or events to Hardy Midday, HardyMIDDAY@gmail.com. Please remember to include any event brochures, pamphlets, or flyers with your message. They'll greatly assist us when we read them on the air for you. Coming up, your local weather plus the agriculture, business, and sports news. Hardy Midday will return in just a moment.
In the future, digital will enable us to be in perfect sync with the world around us. Synchronizing services and products with the data cloud around customers enables them to prosper anytime, anywhere.
Good morning, Claire. It's 5:59 a.m. Heavy traffic on the 528. Expected delay of 15 minutes. Today's goals include a 5-kilometer morning run. Your car payment to FNB Wauchula was made today. Your financial advisor recommends the purchase of Hardy Fresh. Transaction complete. 500 shares have been purchased. Welcome to the office. Access granted. What was the payment for Giovanni's for? Calling bank.
FNB Wauchula. Good afternoon, this is Allison. How can I help you?
Thank you. Allison, it's really you.
First National Bank of Wauchula. We have the digital connection you need and the personal touch you desire.
At First National Bank of Wauchula, you get to do your banking your way. You can still write checks and visit our office. You can use our online telephone banking systems. Our mobile banking can nearly do it all. And of course, there's our full-service ATM. So no matter how you do your banking at First National Bank of Wauchula, we have your banking needs covered.
Welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw. Now it's time for your weather report and forecast for today. Your 12 p.m. weather, 69 degrees Fahrenheit, feels like 74, mostly sunny with no chance of rain. Air quality is fair. The maximum UV index is 4, moderate. Winds west-northwest at 4 miles an hour with gusts up to 5 miles an hour. The humidity is 53%, ideal. Dew point is 51 degrees Fahrenheit. The cloud cover 10%. Visibility is 10 miles, and the cloud ceiling was 30,000 feet. Your Hardy County forecast, including the cities of Wauchula, Bowling Green, and Zoffo Springs, last updated 10:04 a.m. Eastern Time. Today, partly cloudy, highs in the lower 70s, south winds around 5 miles an hour, becoming northwest this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear, lows in the mid-40s, light and variable winds. Friday, mostly sunny, highs in the lower 70s, east winds around 5 miles an hour. And Friday night, mostly clear in the evening, then becoming partly cloudy, lows in the lower 50s, east winds around 5 miles an hour in the evening, becoming light and variable. That is your Hardy Midday weather report and forecast. Let us go to our agriculture news.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. There's a move to prevent USDA from preempting false advertising claims for beef. On Tuesday, RCAF USA submitted a motion to file a brief in the 10th Circuit Court to prevent the Federal Meat Inspection Act from governing both beef labeling and beef advertising. RCAF CEO Bill Bullard says the goal is to prevent the court from inadvertently expanding the scope of FMIA, which would render future claims against the false advertisement of domestic and import beef all but impossible. Steam treatments of soil appear successful in reducing weeds in vegetable fields, and University of California farm advisors say they're studying ways to make the process more practical. Heating soil to about 150 degrees with steam can kill weed seeds before they germinate, but can be too expensive and time-consuming. By treating a narrow band of soil in the field, farm advisors say the process becomes more affordable. When the pandemic began, many analysts were concerned about the outlook for dairy exports, but dairy has posted record-high exports month over month since then. Now, the U.S. Dairy Export Council believes two factors could lead to another year of record exports. The first is volumes of U.S. whey exports to China that hit an all-time high in October, a 64% increase from a year earlier. And non-fat dry milk and skim milk powder shipments in October were also up 9%.
Did you hear that? That's the sound of great careers in agriculture, one of which could be yours. With the number of different job boards that are online these days, it can be overwhelming trying to find out what best suits you as an individual in the ag industry. Hey, sift through the clutter and find your agricultural career on the job board focused on you, agcareers.com. AgCareers.com is the leading online job board for the agricultural, food, natural resources, and biotechnology industries. We are committed to fueling the next generation of talent in agriculture in an effort to feed the world. We understand and support the vast number and variety of careers possible in the industry, from welders and biotechnologists to agricultural teachers and software developers. The time to work in agriculture has never been better, with nearly 6,000 career opportunities available on agcareers.com. An opportunity for you is out there. Search for your future today on agcareers.com.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Agribusiness Update.
So, you're looking to finance a new irrigation system?
That's right.
Great. At what interest rate?
0%.
Okay. And how big of a down payment?
$0.
Sure. You'll start making payments when?
Nothing for 18 months.
I see. Is there anything else you'd like?
Yeah, how about a few thousand dollars worth of free bonus equipment?
I'm sorry. You'll have to see your local Zimatic dealer to get that kind of bargain. Or visit lindsay.com/offer for details.
Here with your Southeast Regional Ag Report, I'm Tim Hammerich. Hemp has been a hot topic in agricultural circles in recent years. After some experience growing hemp both in Florida and out of state, Jamie Treadwell noticed there was a lot of interest, but not a lot of experience growing the crop in a humid climate.
So we decided to start a group called Florida Hemp Farmers, and it's a group of about 10 farmers this season in Lake and Orange County that we worked with, helping them with their starts, also helping them with their crops. So we kind of coached them along and worked through issues. And then our manufacturing facility in Umatilla, we actually purchased those farmers' crops. And some of those farmers were able to grow really high quality product, which we'll be able to use in flour or other, you know, preparations. Some were able to grow biomass, which we'll convert into oil and use in our CBD products. So we're really, really proud and thankful that we've been able to help a lot of farmers get off to a good start in our community.
Treadwell says many of the hemp varieties have been developed for climates far different than Florida's, and there are unique pest and disease pressures to be aware of in the area as well. She says it's been rewarding to help fellow farmers to get started in producing the new crop.
Here's farmer and businessman James Wood.
We farm about 3,500 acres. There's pipelines everywhere. The contractor working on my property did not have the lines located before he began work, and it resulted on a strike on a natural gas pipeline. Fortunately, no one was hurt, but it could have been much worse.
Never assume the location or depth of underground lines. Always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com before you start work. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Hey, I'm Rodeo Clown J.J. Harrison. Now, if you've ever seen me in the arena, you know I like to have fun, take chances. But I also take safety very seriously because rodeo clowning can be dangerous, but so can farming or ranching. Never assume location of depth of underground utilities or pipelines. Before you start work, always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com. It only takes a minute and it can save your life.
Always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com before you start work. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
With the Ag Information Network, I'm Tim Hammerich, and this has been your Southeast Regional Ag Report.
And now for your business news, the stock market report, and your sports news.
With the SRN News Business Brief, I'm George Bonzani. The U.S. government, joined by 48 states and districts, have sued Facebook, accusing it of abusing its market power and social networking to crush smaller competitors. The suit seeks remedies, including a possible forced spinoff of Instagram and WhatsApp from Facebook. In response, Facebook says the suit punishes successful businesses and notes that the Instagram and WhatsApp acquisitions had FTC approval. It marks the second major government lawsuit this year against one of the big tech companies. The Justice Department sued Google in October for abusing its dominance in online search and advertising. Amazon and Apple have also been under congressional and federal investigation. On Wall Street yesterday, the S&P closed down 29, the Dow down 105, and the NASDAQ closed down 244. With SRN Business, I'm George Bonzani.
With SRN Sports, I'm Patrick Foss. Second-ranked Baylor won its pandemic-delayed home opener, moving to 4-0 with a 83-52 win over Stephen F. Austin. Bears coach Scott Drew talks about a key 21-6 run.
That run at the end of the first half and the beginning of the second half really was the difference.
13th ranked Wisconsin is 4-1 after a 73-62 win over Rhode Island. Badgers coach Greg Gard says holding Rhode Island star guard Fats Russell to 8 points was the key.
I mean, you hold Fats Russell to 3-for-14. I have to dig really deep into their box scores to find when he was held like that again.
13th ranked Texas down Texas State 74-53. The 5-1 Longhorns are off to a strong start and enjoy their highest ranking in 6 seasons under coach Shaka Smart. 17th ranked Texas Tech edged Abilene Christian 51-44. It was 19th ranked Richmond 78, Northern Iowa 68. 20th ranked Florida went to overtime to defeat Indiana 69-67. This is SRN Sports. New coach Mike Krzyzewski has called on college basketball to consider whether it's best to continue playing during the COVID-19 pandemic.
I don't think it feels right to anybody. I mean, everyone is concerned. I would just like for the safety, the mental health and the physical health of our players and staff, for their to assess where we're at. You have people saying the next 6 weeks are going to be the worst. To me, it's already pretty bad.
The 5-time championship winning coach said that the idea for everyone to start on November 25th wasn't planned well. Connecticut has postponed a second men's basketball game as it continues to deal with a player's positive coronavirus test. Former Alabama New York Giants head coach Ray Perkins has died at 79. Perkins won 3 bowl games at Alabama and was 32-15-1 over 4 seasons after replacing Bear Bryant. With SRN Sports, I'm Patrick Foss.
And that concludes our time with Hardy Midday today, brought to you by the great folks and friendly service at First National Bank of Wachula, 406 North 6th Avenue here in Wachula. Your quote for the day: one of the great things about books is sometimes there are some fantastic pictures. Tune in tomorrow for the latest in Hardy County news and information. I've been Glenn, and we will see you then. Have a great rest of your day. For a recording of today's show, send an email with the date of the show requested to hardymidday@gmail.com. Hardy Midday shows may not be sold or redistributed without the express written consent of WAUC Radio and Hardy Broadcasting. The news and event information presented in this show has been verified to the best of our ability. Please contact us if any errors are found. This has been Hardy Midday, a production of Hardy Broadcasting, LLC.